I have a BMW. Do you know what that means? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I want a horse to ride.
I know, right?
This is why I wore big hair today.
Oh.
Because I normally don't.
Yeah.
The bigger the hair, the closer to Jesus, right? Hello, everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race. This is episode 7.
Episode 8.
I've had a beer, so I'm good.
I've had two.
Happy Mother's Day. Today is Mother's Day.
So happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Jackie.
I am not a mom, but the lady at the doctor's office thinks I am.
Apparently, Jackie is a mom, according to her doctors.
According to the people who give B12 shots at my doctor's office.
Hello,
your
everyone.
Butt's so big, you must be a mom.
I'm your host, Kenny Harrison. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison or Kenny Cherison at Instagram, on Instagram or Twitter. Sitting next to me is the very lovely
123 Jackie B on all platforms except for Snapchat, where it's Jackie B123. And Jay did that perfectly last week.
Oh, good.
I was like, oh, he knows my.
Welcome back.
Thanks. Welcome
back. And Jay always has my back when doing that because I always forget that Snapchat. Is
but
different.
You did pretend to be me.
I did.
That was fun.
I always try to.
I loved it.
Sitting across from Jackie and I are the lovely
Mark J. Freeman.
And where can they find you, Mark J. Freeman?
At Lorraine Love, LORAYNE.
And he too has had a beer, so.
Two.
There you go.
Let's just make it. I'm the only one who has
Jay
not had a drink.
Jay is the only sober person.
Yeah, raise your hand if you're not drinking.
So this will be a drinking day today. So.
Yeah.
Aside Jay, from you're Jay. Supposed to be opening that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll double.
You're not just going to sit here and not drink.
Jay,
you're going to work.
While you work on that, tell us who you are.
Yeah, my name's Jay Ellis. I'm on Instagram at @don_be_jealous and then Twitter at @still_jealous.
Oh, and so, hits me in the eye.
Jay, you have something to say.
You guys are really making me multitask.
Yes, you are.
Read your shout-outs. Open a champagne, but look, I'm doing it, okay?
Jackie, ladies first.
You have to pour it.
Only a little bit.
I do have some shout-outs. So some really nice people over the past week have been super sweet in reaching out. So one of the ones on Instagram was Cherry Blossom, a drag queen who sent me some really great pictures. You guys should definitely check out. Their work. RJ on Twitter and Christopher Rommel. So RJ has been tweeting us some really funny, I guess, fan-made, I don't know what to call them, like elimination quotes, like where there's Amanda Bynes and the mom from Mean Girls. It's been really funny. And then one of our favorites, Brandon, he wrote in saying that he was going back. He just got out of surgery, so he's been going back and listening to our show to help him feel better. He's traveling.
Aww. I love that.
So he went back to listen to our season 8.
And then I love that, and then I feel bad for him. Like,
I know.
I'm so sorry that we're the ones you're listening to feel better.
You must still be on meds.
He said he's enjoying it because he started with season 8, which is when I started. So.
Oh, nice.
He's only here for Jay.
Yeah, just throw that
only
in there. Brandon, we used to do the...
This is why I drank.
We used to do the fan of the week, so he definitely gets the fan of the week. When Jay texts all of us the message that he sent... And I was actually, really touched. And normally, I only get touched on Friday nights. But this touched me, so thank you.
Sorry.
If you're watching us live, welcome. I see there are a bunch of people in the chat room. Call your mothers before it's too late. Call your mom. All right, this is episode 8. What do you guys think of the episode? It was the RuPaul roast, but it wasn't a roast of RuPaul.
It was
like the first time.
Yes.
As a Michelle.
Miss Valentina says, Michelle.
It was funny. The only thing that bummed me out was no runway.
I know.
That really bummed me out.
I really did, too. I that was really upsetting to me.
Yeah, I will say, grabbing the screen captures, it's hard because they're in front of the podium for most of it.
Right.
So you got to kind of see their look on Untucked, but it's always better to have them actually do like a little quick runway and hear the commentary.
Yeah.
I actually... This was one of my favorite episodes this season. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed this episode.
The last week's episode was my favorite, even though I did enjoy this one.
Right. And you weren't here, so you get to say that.
Yeah. Sharing.
Because sharing is caring.
I do want to say this... last week it started for me, but this week seems like the editing is just so much tighter. Like, we're seeing a more well-rounded workroom and stuff, and the table visits. Like, I feel like we're kind of back into true form with RuPaul's Drag Race. I don't know. I feel like it's picking up.
Yeah. Going along the lines of editing, because I know you love me talking about editing, I agree with you, Jay. I think they got away with... They've done away with some of the kind of bullshit that's filler that we don't need. And they actually... I don't mind the message, it used to be she-mail. But that didn't happen, and it felt like it didn't slow down the pace of the episode. Like, she just came right in, and, like, it was the reading challenge. Yeah. So, I agree with you, Jay. I think this episode in particular was like, let's get into it, let's get in. And I do agree that I did miss the actual runway. Mm-hmm. But overall, I actually enjoyed this episode.
Cool.
So, let's talk about the very beginning. I usually call it the post-elimination. It was Aja's kind of farewell. They really amped up the Trinity versus Shay at the very beginning. And I always look at that as, okay, now that these are the two that we're going to focus on.
Oh, no, but they set up the whole, like, they set up the Farrah and Peppermint never having won. So you had feeling that. Well, they're either in the bottom or somebody wins because they're making it known that the stakes are high.
Mm-hmm. Right. What did you guys think of the very opening? What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing. Sorry. Someone said it's One Love RSR.
Yes, he says, I was just going to shout him out.
He's
too.
In there for the first. He says, "I'm in here for the first time to laugh with Mark and get annoyed with Kenny C. Harrison in real time."
I appreciate that.
So
I
thank you,
so
One Love
people.
RSR. Sorry, that was distracting.
I saw that one too. I thought it was cute.
And you were going to say nothing?
What was the? I'm going
to
apologize in advance
because
I usually watch twice or three times, and I only watched once today. So what are we talking about? The opening.
Just them going back into the workroom
after elimination.
Oh, got it. Yeah, but it was, you know, nothing profound for me.
What you got,
you know me?
I like Peppermint saying, like, at this point, if you haven't won a challenge,
right? I agree. With
now,
that. I agree with that.
Jogging his memory.
Hello, I said that last week, didn't I?
Yeah.
With the pheromone.
No,
like,
I don't think you did.
I did.
I listened to it this morning.
Thank you. I was the one that sat like here last week. You're such a bitch. I hate you so much. But I love you at the same time. No, I sat here last week and I said, we're getting to the point where if you haven't won a challenge or if you haven't been in the top, it's time for you to go.
No, Peppermint said that.
No, I said that. You know what? You better be glad it's Mother's Day.
Be nice to your mother.
Mother. It's
be nice.
And none of my drag babies sent me a Mother's Day.
Do you have drag children?
I do.
Oh, how many?
Of course. I don't know. Some are illegitimate.
She's promiscuous. She can't keep count.
Okay, so let's just jump into the reading.
Cool.
Oh, I also... Someone called Farrah JonBenet. I thought I just died hysterically. Yeah. I can't remember who it was, so
that
let
was
me
funny.
Know
that was
in
funny.
The chat room who said that.
Didn't they say that on the show, too?
No, that's... Yeah.
That's what he said.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the reading? Because
I
reading
love the
well.
Reading challenge.
I thought it was good.
I thought it was interesting how Alexis... I mean, I understand how body image jokes can hurt. I get that. But it's like, they're all picking on each other for various different things. Like,
right.
You've got
mm-hmm.
multiple people picking on Shay for her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know that's going to happen. And Rue said this. Like, you know this is what it is.
Right.
And then, for all the times that she's been like, oh, well, I want to be in the top, and I want to, like, I help everybody out, and, like, trying to make herself the center of attention, and then all of a sudden she's going to act offended.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't understand where you get off saying this.
I would have been like, I'm here to do Alexis's read for her since she needs help with everything.
That would have been cute. I feel like at this point, like, we know that if you have bad teeth or you are underweight, overweight, that's going to be one of the focuses that all the queens are going to go for. So you just have to know that that's probably going to be happening.
Right.
My thing is, Nina totally ripped a Latrice Royale joke with the BMW.
Oh,
body
did
made
she?
Wrong.
Yes.
Like, that was Latrice Royale in season 4.
I wrote that down.
I forgot that was Latrice Royale.
Yeah, and I was like, hold on.
Well, I watched your interview with Nina at DragCon, and
isn't
I'm
that great?
So flattered that I'm the one that annoys her. I love Nina Bonina. Let me take a note out of Ross Matthews' class before I start ripping, because I'm going to rip her to shreds this episode. Because not only did she copy Latrice, I couldn't remember. I'm glad Jay brought it up. I remember hearing that joke, and I couldn't remember who it was, and I even tried to go back.
Which is why I used it in the intro.
Yeah. She also, I mean, if you think about it, she kind of ripped Coco's roast. by portraying someone else, roasting RuPaul.
Trinity portrayed somebody else,
and Shangela did too.
And Shangela did,
yeah.
So
I'm
don't
fine
you
with
start
that.
With my girl Nina. No, hell to
I'm,
no.
I'm just saying, Nina, if you're watching.
Let's see if Nina's live on Instagram.
I know.
Right
I'm looking. I'm waiting.
Yes,
I'm waiting.
She's on quite a bit.
But yeah.
But I will say that other than that, Nina's reads were some of my favorites, and actually, I thought Shay was in the top, and Valentina won, and I thought Valentina's were good.
I didn't think Valentina's were that good, but
either.
Not warning the win. I thought Shay had better ones.
Yeah, I thought Shay too. And to go
the
along,
the only one of Valentina's that I laughed at was when she said, "I lied, you ugly stripper."
Yeah.
And that was
no. Her peppermint one was
I thought
funny.
Peppermint was funny.
Well, but there were people who were funnier, and I feel like as much as I love Valentina and as much as I am really excited about a lot of the things she's doing, I think that the, like, RuPaul and Michelle and their whole panel actually get so overexcited about her. They're willing to give her a pass on certain things that are not...
agree. I think I said that last week.
Yeah, that are not pass-worthy. And I'm not saying that, like, she doesn't deserve to be... like, I do think she deserves to be in the top three. I'm not saying that she isn't a fabulous drag queen, which she is. But in this instance, I was like... there are clearly people who did better, and you just love her and how cute she is that you're willing to let that be this high when it shouldn't have been.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think she was the strongest, but she did.
Which is why I'm glad she got a pass for, like, which is why I'm glad she was only in, like, the safe group at the end of the challenge.
Right,
because I was thinking, are you going to, I mean, yeah, I didn't really get the shtick. Some of the jokes are funny, but... I was going to be so mad if she was top three after that.
I would have been livid.
Well, I agree with you on that. But I just want to talk about Alexis. Someone brought it up. It really bothers me to no extent when... after she had done her reading, she was like, oh, that felt good. And then when people started coming... and it wasn't... and I get it. I get body image... it's an issue.
It's hard, but all drag queens struggle with that. All people struggle with that.
I think it... I just remember her coming out on the runway in the lingerie, and I was like, that is a great...
yeah.
You know, she's a heavier girl, and she looked great in that challenge. So I just didn't think that it was that big of a deal for her. And I, you know, before I got braces a couple of years ago, teeth were my big thing. I used to, like, not... it wasn't even funny, but I knew that... even before I had braces, it was a joke, and I knew to accept it, that it wasn't meant to be, like, hurtful. And I read comments on YouTube, and I, you know, I laugh because they're funny. I anytime someone mentions my name, all you have to do is type my name, and I'm appreciative, whether it's negative or...
okay, good. I'll be right back.
So if you're in the chat room, just type my name. As long, I let's see how many just random Kenny types in the chat room.
And
but what I'm saying is that
Kenny is a piece.
You gotta have thick skin if you're gonna do this.
Yeah,
I think she kind of came to terms when they came to the table visits, and, you know, a producer had obviously told Rue, like, that Alexis was hurting a little bit about it. And but the thing is that Alexis went in for the teeth. I don't remember what the exact joke was, but she made fun of, I want to say, Shay's teeth. And I mean, that's just a body thing as well. So you have to be able to dish it and take it.
Yeah.
And I think she realized that during the table visits when her feelings were a little hurt.
Right.
Kenny, Pokemaniac Eddie loves you.
Okay, I requested,
and so
just
does Nakia.
I just requested, just write my name. Just write Kenny.
We also, I mean, the prize for Valentina, which I think is so, compared to what the actual grand prize was a four-night stay in Palm Springs.
I know,
which,
right?
That's a pretty major prize for a mini-challenge.
And at that
as
hotel?
As much as I love Squarespace.
Yeah. It
did not seem equitable.
That was rude. I don't like that.
Yeah, I would have taken Palm Springs over to Squarespace any
day. I'm sorry, but Squarespace to sign up is free. I'm on Squarespace, and it's free. But so
she
understand.
She gets a free consultation and a free website.
Squarespace is very user friendly. I'm like an internet idiot, and I figured out how to use Squarespace without a consultation.
This is a live loop.
Well,
the people in the chat room are following directions.
Thanks. Okay, let's get back.
Okay. So in all, the reads were funny, I thought.
Yeah.
I don't think Valentina won. Shay was my pick.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I have my head so far up Shay's ass. So anyway. Moving on, Alexis, after everything was said and done, she was still salty, which it was like, enough is enough. Like, really?
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I tell Mark every day. Just let it go.
Oh, I have exactly what Rue said. It's okay for you to make fun of someone else, but not for someone else to make fun of
you. Clearly.
Yeah. Yep.
I think that was a statement that I was talking about earlier where she just kind of realized, it kind of clicked, like, you're right, it's a... If they went for her drag aesthetic or something, like, I think she would have been better, but it is something that she probably struggled with, and she's probably, like, more sensitive about it. But I think that in that moment, she was like, you're right. Like, I did go for other people, so they're going to come for me.
Right. Yeah. Am I a bitch in saying, like, if that is a problem, why don't you do something about it? Is that, I mean... No.
Okay. When do you care?
Well, I don't. I'm just...
All of a sudden, she's got coot, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I'm just saying. Moving on. Jay, you should run this. You're the sober one here. Let's go. What's next, Jay?
Well, we went into the table visits with Rue. So Rue and Ross come in, and they visited Alexis, Farrah, Peppermint, and Sasha. So those were the table visits that we got to see.
Right.
Alexis, we already kind of talked about how Rue talked about the reading, and they kind of went over the material.
Jay has a chart, by the way. It looks like a chart.
She's got a Venn diagram down there.
I'm organized. When I'm writing, it's like a beautiful mind, like up on a board. Let's see. So we talked about Lexus. And then Farrah, the critique was Farrah was afraid of coming off too mean. So Ross gave information saying, like, start with a compliment and then lead in.
Right. He basically showed her
gave
how to
her,
do it.
Exactly.
But literally.
I know, but I still think it is a little bit unfair because the advice they gave her, she kind of... misunderstood it, which, yes, like, to her discredit, it's like she didn't misunderstand it, but at the same time she went for the jugular like Ross told her to and then got fucked over because of it.
But she didn't do it the way that he told her to do it.
Right.
But, I mean,
I know it wasn't, like, for me, no, I didn't laugh at the jokes, and again, you guys know I love Farrah, so this is part of the problem I'm having. It's like, I know that the jokes weren't really funny, but some other people made very similar, like, going for the jugular jokes mm-hmm. in the same way that Farrah had done it. Like, even some of Peppermint's jokes were like that, and people laughed.
But
I think it's in the delivery, though.
Yeah.
And maybe it's the editing, too, but she was just flat. I mean, flat. And the fact that you have somebody like Ross Matthews in the workroom with you that's literally hand-feeding it to you... and you still can't do it, then you need to go peace out.
And he called her out on that too on the stage. He said, look, I gave you this information.
Yeah.
So that was kind of her advice that they gave. And then they talked with Peppermint about how she was in trouble, like she hasn't had a win and she was hungry for this win. So
right.
I think, again, we were getting set up for Peppermint clearly going to excel in this challenge.
Right. And I'm surprised that she was the one that did so well. Because I would not have...
Peppermint?
Past... challenges. I was like, I don't know.
Well, for me, I think Peppermint, like we saw with the gun thing and
the gun thing?
You know, in her lip sync, like she had so much personality.
Right.
She did that gun thing, and it's like, she is really creative. It's just that for most of us, her outfits aren't really there, but her personality is.
But that's why I keep bringing up the stuff about Valentina is like, I get she looks put together, she looks polished, she smiles, she's fun to see, she's a good human, but I've yet to see her get pushed to do anything, and I think Peppermint has been around a long time. Somebody was even saying that they used to get the bar magazines when they were coming out, and Peppermint was on the cover.
That.
Yeah, I think it was Alexis. She's been doing roasts for years. That's what drag queens do. And if she's hosting a regular show, that's what she's doing on a regular basis. So I'm not surprised that she did well, and I'm not surprised that Farrah and Valentina, well, Farrah is in the bottom. Valentina, in my opinion, should have been in the bottom too, because I didn't think that she was that. I think she was trying to do a character, trying to do something else, and it was not. And that's what I've been saying. She's good at Valentina, but I don't know how good she is at doing something that's not Valentina.
Even that, though, was something comfortable for her, because it was clear that the character was like, she was trying to do kind of like a New York chola kind
exactly.
of thing.
And I didn't think, and I have to say, and I'm not saying she looked bad, but she did not, like, her makeup and stuff did not look as polished and as good as it has in the past.
Okay, let's talk about that later, though.
Why?
Well,
it's the same shit.
Because I have some things that I want to say. I am Kenny Harrison. Just,
and I have something to say.
And I have something to say.
I don't realize my buttons.
All right, Jay, where were we?
Just for the last table visitor was...
Loosen up your buttons,
baby. Sasha was our last table...
I think it's take off my buttons.
Sasha was
sorry,
our...
No,
I'm
okay.
Listening to you, Jay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Sasha was our last table visit, and Ross and RuPaul said that she needs to use her intelligence into her humor.
Which I thought she... Nailed.
Can I flip-flop
she
now?
She is funny, though. Like, she was funny as Marlene Dietrich.
Yeah,
it's
I was
like,
going to say the same thing, yeah.
But she has this very kind of, like, nerdy, weirdo sense of humor that I'm totally on board with.
Yeah, I'm actually flip-flopping, and I am on board with Sasha, too. Like, I was like...
Welcome to our side.
Well, because remember we were talking about in the very first episode, we were talking about in the special, in our special, we were talking about how... Just from a minute and a half of the Meet the Queens, she was the one that was like,
I had her in my top three.
I didn't, but the thing is, I had Alexis in my top three, and I'm just like, I'm over Alexis. Whereas Trinity and Sasha, I'm like, oh, I get it now. Yeah. Like, it's clicking. Moving on. Mirror moments. Oh, wait. What's next?
What's next, Jen?
Again, so
Secretary
those...
of Drag. Okay.
Who did not send us the Untucked.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Did you not watch it?
I did.
Okay.
It was so Mother's Day.
But I was going to send it to the group and be like, I got this, Jay. But I forgot.
I was with my mom and pulling screen caps. let's see. So Peppermint...
Yeah, I was with your mom, too. Oh, wait, what? I'm just kidding.
She said you were lovely.
You were a delight.
But don't invite him back.
Yeah.
So the mirror moments, it is what we went into. So it was... We were talking mostly about Russia, how Sasha lived there and had to live kind of in stealth, and Peppermint got detained.
This This episode could not have happened at a most important time.
Well, because, you have the Chechnya thing.
Yeah.
I was watching, I don't know if you guys ever watch HBO Vice, but they did a little segment on the Chechnya and Russia and how
it's bad.
Bad.
People and not only that, but their government is entirely repressive.
Right, and people are being tortured and killed for being who they are. And, I mean, it's just, hearing Peppermint's story is just... It is incredibly profound how, not only in America, but in the world in general, how very weird. I feel like it's weird. It's just, it's 2017, according to the Christians, that this is how we are.
Yeah.
As human beings. Like, I don't know. I can't. It really upsets me. But I feel like it's important to, this was an... really important.
It came at the perfect time. Yeah. And then you have at the same time, you know, the not just Chechnya, but it's like we have a president who could be in bed with the Russians, and it's like, why would we want to be in bed with this kind of government?
Well, he has interests.
I do love that one of the queens asked, when did this happen? And Peppermint's like, eight months ago.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's relevant.
Yeah.
And
right.
I kind of forget, just living in my own little like LA bubble, that the rest of the world can be a scary place for people who aren't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a friend, a coworker, who went to the Sochi for the Olympics a couple of years ago. And I was actually worried for him because he's gay.
Fredo?
No. Oh. That was another one.
Oh, okay.
And he's out. But I mean, I'm just like, and I hate, and I feel bad for saying this to him. I was like, just be careful and not, I basically told him not to be who he is, because he's a little flamboyant, Doug. Oh. He's a little flamboyant, and he's, you know, he's very, like, very friendly, but, and I thought about it, I was like, why am I telling this person not to be who he is? And this goes for Peppermint as well. It's like, she had to, like, take her wig off and, like...
Yeah.
I can only imagine how scary that must have felt. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, same for Sasha, too. Like, having to live a certain life and walk a certain way so that you're not targeted has to be very scary. And I'm sure that there's people, young people watching this show that feel like they have to walk a certain way or not talk a certain way just so they're not targeted. So it's nice to hear the queens actually having these moments and showing that they are rising above it.
Yeah.
So
that was our mirror moment.
It
though.
Was great. I this is one of my favorite moments from the show.
Good. Okay. I think it was a really relevant topic.
It was very timely.
Okay, so we can do I feel like the runway one of two ways. We can either talk about the look and their set in once, or we could do.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Can we talk about Rue's dress?
No, I would rather. I'm kidding.
But no one gives a fuck.
I know. That's why I stopped myself.
Rue's dress.
Yeah, I loved it.
I loved it too.
Yes.
High five, girl.
Kenny, did you like it? That's sorry, Neil. That's the only screen cap I don't have. If you're looking for it, I don't have Rue. I can never pull Rue's.
That's so fine. Okay. That's okay.
She's got it under lock and key.
I thought it was one of the best she's ever looked.
I loved it too. It was whimsical.
Really, yeah.
It was.
With the strap, I don't know. I mean, it's obviously the same silhouette. I would love to see something different. But I did like it.
It was a safe look.
It was very safe.
Yeah.
But her makeup looked divine, Miss Raven.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, fans are asking who's been doing the makeup, and Raven. It's Raven.
Raven and Delta. Delta's doing her wigs.
What? And apparently, and I watched the sidebar. I watched a video. Apparently, her and Lucian Piani got into some kind of.
Yeah, I don't think they're speaking. I think Lucian is kind of.
And
he's cray cray.
I unfollowed her on.
And speaking of the makeup, Matt Anderson. Apparently, he painted half her face and wanted more money, and she said no, and so.
That's what happened at the start of the season. That's why Raven and Delta have taken over.
Yeah.
Girl, we've had this conversation.
Oh, where was I? Was I here?
Girl,
all right.
On Scruff.
Guest judges. Who are our guest judges? Tamar Braxton.
And Fortune Feinster.
Who?
Fortune.
No. Who is
Tamar?
Who?
I work
just
with kidding.
Her. I just saw Fortune Feinster at the Improv, not like a month ago, 2 months ago. Oh, she is hysterical.
She's fun.
If you ever have a chance to go see her, please go see her, because she was, I mean, I was literally had tears in my eyes. It was hysterical.
I will. I don't know much about her, so maybe I'll check it out.
There's the first Wednesday, just so you guys know, and if anyone's in the LA area, I'm going to give a plug to my friend.
No, it's fine.
As the first Wednesday of every month at the Hollywood Improv is a comedy show called Gays Are Us. My friend Erin Foley, who's been on Conan O'Brien and other shows, she runs the show, and it's gay heavy. It's not strictly gay comics. There are some straight comics that come in.
So no Russians.
No Russians.
Just
so if you're in LA on first Wednesday of the month, check out the Improv for that, because it's pretty fantastic.
I just got that Katya in Russian.
She's a delight.
Go ahead, Jay. Take it away, Jay.
Okay.
Drive us into safe territory.
Mark, Mickey's provides their cocktails.
I heard that. That's why they were really weak.
I was annoyed
just
by
kidding.
That.
I'm kidding.
It was a promotion. They're going to take it when they can.
Yeah.
So
I'm
Shay
sure
actually,
it was well.
Shay kicked us off with opening the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so what'd you guys think?
I thought she was fine.
Yeah.
I thought it's hard to open, so I think she did good.
Yeah.
It's never hard to open for me. I thought Shay was great. And until I saw her whole outfit in Untucked, I was like, I kind of agree with Michelle. But I liked her outfit.
I do.
I thought it was cute. Yeah. And
I don't know if I remember seeing the bottom.
It was sheer,
mm-hmm.
and it was like a kind of a bodysuit underneath.
Oh,
so it was cute.
Yeah,
and I love it.
But I feel like she did that once before. Didn't she do a sheer over a bodysuit once before? I mean, not that it matters.
In the Bianca Del Rio one. If you remember that, let us know. I think
Bianca Del Rio went in the same dress. So let's go move on.
For Shay, I thought she had one of her best jokes was LA Dodgers. At least they have the courtesy to clean up after a grand slam. I thought it was so
funny.
Good. Like
that was
I thought it was a really great opening. Like I thought she had killed it, and I thought that the blonde wig looked really good.
I think my favorite joke was if you liked my rose, my name is Shay Coulee.
Yes,
if you did not like it,
my name is Nina Bonita Brown.
Yeah,
that was good.
That's some great shade. I like that.
It was good.
Only because it was Nina.
No, I love
Nina, I love you, girl.
So next we had up Sasha after Shay. And what did you guys think of Shay? Why do we keep saying
I love Sasha. And you know what everyone in the chat room was saying, I'm sure you guys saw this too, that Sasha's humor, and someone else said, is a great metaphor. Sasha's humor is like the TV show Frasier. It's a little bit, it's not like, you know.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah, it's a little more intellectual. And I thought she really, you know, one of the things they always say in performing and stuff is make the problem the solution, and I feel like she truly did that. Her problem was that maybe I'm going to be a little too intellectual, but let that be the joke.
Yeah.
That I'm a little too intellectual.
Right.
So I thought she really knocked that out of the ballpark. I do think this is the best she's ever looked as well.
I agree.
I loved the look.
What's
on her,
weird
even
though
it was
like, I feel like
over the top.
Even though I loved her look, haven't we seen this before? Like, didn't she wear something
similar? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Like, we've seen the coat
we're
and
both
stuff.
Like that. I said the same thing with Shay. I'm like, didn't she wear this before?
Yeah. I think it's similar to what she's already done.
It's her aesthetic.
Yeah.
I don't think she's worn anything like that.
I failed to mention this. There were two episodes in a row where she wore a corset and pasties, and they were just one different colors. One was black, one was white. I think it was one was the Madonna, and the week before was the lingerie. So it's just... this is Sasha being Sasha. Mm-hmm. And I think... out of all the eight queens, I think there are eight of them now, or yes. There were eight, she's the only one that's kind of stayed true to her aesthetic and her I am Sasha.
I've always thought Sasha Fierce. Nina does that. I mean...
Well, yeah, but I her more so, I think.
For me, Sasha was one of the tops because I feel like she actually studied Michelle. Yeah. Like, she was making Jersey jokes, and yeah. I thought that was funny. She had, like, really good quips to Ross about being, like, an out lesbian. Like, yeah. That was funny. Like,
and I love when she did that, was doing the Jersey stuff, that, and then she was like, I got more.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got more. And I love that.
And when they didn't work, she was like, it worked.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, and you have to do that. I've done stand-up, so it's like, when it doesn't work, you gotta admit it. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Taking that out of the set.
And people usually have that uncomfortable, like, oh, at least they recognize that.
Right,
so
right,
I think
exactly.
That she was playing
she was
to the
very
crowd.
Smart about it.
Yeah, I thought Sasha
when she came
great.
For Tamar and Tamar's reaction to her was, it was by far the highlight of
and,
the yeah. entire roast.
Someone else in the chat room just wrote this, too. They called her the Black Grace Jones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. They mentioned that in Untucked.
Yeah.
And I agree. I think that silhouette was very Grace Jones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next.
Valentina.
This was who?
Valentina was up next.
Who?
Oh God!
Stop.
the jokes, like some of the actual jokes, were funny. Like I thought the hamster
Thank
joke
you.
Was funny.
Appreciate it.
I thought the hamster joke was funny. I thought the handjob joke was funny. But the shtick was so weird and off-putting that
yeah.
the delivery just did not.
Yeah,
did
look
not
at
come
the
together.
Pic-
for
I'm
me.
Just like,
okay. So last
and
week,
someone mentioned
look at her
makeup. Someone mentioned
I don't know if that's
in
being
the
shown to you guys, but. I just...
It's
someone mentioned in the chat roll that, like, Adore does the chola stick way better.
Okay, so last week I said I was buying everything that Valentina was selling.
You returned your items?
I sure did.
You took back her
without
receipt.
I did not like this at all. I love her. I think she's great. I didn't like her look. I didn't like the character. I didn't like the jokes. Mm-mm. I didn't laugh once. I agree with, I think Jackie said it, or maybe Mark said it in the beginning, she should have been in the bottom. I agree. Mm-hmm. I think, and I can honestly admit when I was wrong.
Who were the, who were the bottom three?
Trinity.
See, Farrah. I think she was worse Farrah. Than Trinity.
Mm. I would agree with you on that.
I think Trinity at least had an idea that she stuck, whether it landed or not. You know, is, you know, debatable, but, and you were also seeing it edited yeah. again, mm-hmm. as we all know, but you know, Valentina's up there booty.
I do have to kind of disagree with some of the things, guys. Like, I liked her jokes about how you make Michelle look bad season 3, 4, 5. Like, the buildup is fun. Like, you know where it's coming, but it's yeah. still funny to hear. And I thought that,
I didn't like that.
I didn't either.
Okay.
Didn't
like
My
that.
God, me and Mark are agreeing.
I know. It's the champagne.
It must be.
The hamster up the butt. Like, do you guys know the Richard Gere story? Like,
yeah.
Okay, so that's, like, funny. I don't know. I thought, like,
that
for her to
funny.
Aim it at
but
Ross.
I mean, that would have been funny when that happened. But, I mean, how far ago was that?
I think she's
saying.
A young queen for that reference
okay,
to be it.
Okay, but does that give her a pass?
No. Young in age, I'm saying.
But it doesn't give her a pass. That doesn't matter.
I'm not saying it gives her a pass.
I'm just saying.
What I'm saying is that it was good to
yes,
aim at. What
assert
is,
yourself.
It here. Was good to aim it at Ross because Ross is cute. Like if she said that to RuPaul, you'd be like, that wasn't like Ross is cute and happy and funny. So like you're so cute like a hamster, and then you're like, just shove it up an ass. Like you're like, oh god, like that reference is very obscure.
Jay, I'm gonna like half agree with you because I don't think she should have been in the bottom because there were some funny jokes. Mm-hmm. It was that the delivery was just weird.
I think she's gonna be safe regardless. Her and Trinity for me were flip flops. Like they could have been in either spot, safe or on the bottom three. That's how I feel.
I don't care if she's only been 10 months in. It doesn't matter. You're on the show. Does it matter if someone's been in it for 2 years or 12 years?
The voice,
no.
The voices in his head just said 10 months. And she's
like,
I don't
know. No, someone in there said that. And like, don't get all capital letters on me because I'll do it right back at you.
We've also been corrected that she has been doing drag, but
she's been
not
doing
live
makeup.
For 10 months doing makeup.
She considers herself a performer.
Exactly. Like, if you're on the show, then you do the challenges. Plain and simple. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
There can be an excuse why you didn't do as well, but it's...
Time's short.
It's
moving on.
Muy Sorry, bien. Mark. Okay, so Trinity Muy was up bien. Next.
No. That was okay. terrible. I wrote meh.
This Who? Was a Trinity Taylor.
I really wanted her to do well, too. I actually thought when she first came out, I thought she was going to knock it out of the park. Mm-hmm. And then I was just
I thought she was... It was the same thing with, like, Trinity and Alexis. You know, we had this setup in All Stars where it was like, Alaska, you're the best Alaska that ever Alaska'd. So I felt like with the setup with Trinity... Alaska, you're the best Alaska that ever Alaska'd. I felt like with Trinity and Alexis, we were kind of getting that same setup where it's like... Same, I mean, this is what we're getting with Valentina. It's like, you are the best at everything you do and nothing you do is wrong. So I kind of felt like that even if she did mediocre, she still would have been thought of as great. But she did so poorly that...
I don't think she did that bad enough to warrant a top a bottom.
No,
three.
Definitely.
I was definitely... It's one of those things where you have excelled in so many challenges. Now there's a high expectation of you.
Yeah.
Whereas somebody like Pheromone, you're like... If she hits it out, or let's just use Peppermint. No expectations, but if you hit it out of the, you know, if you knock the ball out of the park, then that is, it's 10 times great. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So, great.
10 times great. I don't know.
I was shocked that Trinity kind of fumbled on this one because we've seen her be funny and I kind of was expecting higher things from her. But I think at this point in the roast, it's hard because some of the jokes have already been said by other queens about Michelle. So it's how do I take my dirty joke and make it sound funnier? Or more funny? More funnier.
Thank you.
And I agree with Jay. I think positioning also has a lot to do with it.
Positioning has so much to do with it.
Because if you're on the top, then you can't bottom.
But didn't she ask them where they wanted to be? Did she not ask them?
Yeah. She did.
She did ask.
No,
right?
Okay. I know.
But this is the thing, like, once you're toward the end, you can start a roast, on a traditional roast, you can roast other people's sets, which I think is what Alexis probably could have done, has been like, well, we saw Pharabomb. Like, you just kind of do, I don't know.
Right.
Which
why did you point at me when you said that? That was rude.
Which is why I don't understand why, unless, because, again, we only get us, like, 6 minutes of this, but why... In a normal roast, they roast each other.
Yeah.
I didn't see a whole lot of that.
There was a little bit.
A little bit.
Just not, in the introductions. They probably
or it got cut. It could have gotten cut.
No, that's what I'm saying. We only got 6 minutes of it. But, I would have liked to see more. And I agree with you, Jay, on this one.
Yeah, but I enjoy Trinity. It's just this wasn't her challenge.
Agreed. Next.
We went into Farrah. Oof.
Poor baby.
Who?
Farrah.
Who?
Shut up. Poor baby.
You keep falling for it. I love you, Jay.
I'm watching you.
I really feel bad for her.
Why?
I felt bad because of what I said earlier, where it's like they kind of led her into this place where it was like, make the jokes really cruel and mean, and she did, and it just didn't land.
Right. I think this is another age thing. She's young.
You think younger people are not as funny?
Well, I don't think they understand the concept of roasting.
I don't agree with that.
Well, again, she had it handed to her and she dropped it. So
I do think that she didn't take the advice of Ross, and it just was she was kind of set up for how to do it, and she just didn't follow that format, which was given to her. And
but I loved her Marilyn Monroe outfit.
Oh, she looked. Dress was cute. Can someone explain the makeup? Why it's like I call it powder puff. Like her face.
A highlighter?
Yeah, it's a highlighter.
I don't understand. And that's what they've all been kind of ripping on her for the whole time is her highlights. And she even said she was surprised that people were ripping her highlight. I mean, she did have, even at DragCon, I was like, oh, girl, you do have a lot of highlight. It is what it is.
I do like that she accepted on the main, like, when they were doing the critique, she's just like, I don't know. Like, I just, she totally agreed that the criticism, she did awful. Like, she wasn't like, well, I didn't really know, I didn't want to make fun of you. Like, she was just like, I know, I did awful. Right. I thought that was very mature.
Yeah.
I grew to like her over the course of this series.
Her complaint, like her whiny.
Yeah. At first it was annoying. I was like, oh, shut her up. Someone put a pillow over that. But
I'm not going to miss her.
No.
Sorry,
I'm not
going to
miss her.
I know you like her.
I like her.
She was sweet at DragCon, though. I'll say that.
She was.
I just felt bad.
Like her, tip her the next time she's in your town.
There you go.
And those of you who love Valentina, go give her your money.
Next.
Peppermint.
Tip her a buck for me.
The best she ever looked.
Oh, agreed.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
That wig, bitch.
That was
she could have worn that last ballpark. Week. She could have worn that wig last week, and I would have been like,
for me, though, the jokes that Peppermint was doing were like like, Fair was in this same ballpark as Peppermint, mm-hmm. where, like, the jokes were coming for the jugular, but it's just mm-hmm. that Peppermint knew how to deliver
them. Can I backtrack on Fair once?
Uh-oh.
No. Just real quick. I really agree with...
Why do you ask?
Fortune's critique, or when they were talking about the contestants backstage, while they were backstage, and she said that everything on the outside looks good, but there's nothing behind.
Yeah.
And I really agree with that. And that's what I wanted to say. So,
About Fair's personality?
Yeah, I think she has more nerves.
Like, for her, I think it's just that she's really young and...
Is this going to be like that Adore thing where you would defend her, like, to
the
death?
Yes, this is going to be exactly like that. No, but I do think that she has admitted herself, like, I got nervous, like, I didn't want to be mean or whatever, you know? Like, we do understand that there's a level of nerves versus, like, someone like Peppermint is not going to be afraid when she gets up there and does those jokes.
She's been doing this her whole life.
Yeah.
What she did on that stage is what she's
doing. I'm getting a fucking, like, a really made-up Serena Williams right now.
Yeah.
She looks, like, amazing right now.
Totally. She does. Best she looks
look.
Fantastic.
This is the best she's ever looked.
The best she's ever looked.
And I have not been Team Peppermint at all this season. I actually wanted to go home, a few episodes ago until now.
Well, when we met her at DragCon 2, that is her.
That's her.
100%.
Like,
she could not have been nicer and more gracious to us.
It was
almost kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm happy to see the side because she's one of my original top threes and I feel like she's just coming to life now. Like, and all of her jokes landed. Like, I feel like she just was solid with her timing and just, like, her punches were hard, but they, like, had a good build up.
Yeah.
Like, just, she had timing.
It's like Survivor. She's coming in at the right time.
I was just going to say, like, some people, like, they shoot their wad early. I think she's been building up, and again, what I said about... Mm-hmm. shooting wads. Okay, so, yeah. I think she... If at any point in the competition you want to shine, I think she picked the right moment.
Mm-hmm.
And she shined.
Right.
Kudos to her. Is that all for everyone?
Yeah, that's good for me. So now we go into Nita Bonita Brown.
Yay.
Lord Jesus.
This is an example where the shtick worked. So you had Valentina, whose shtick I just didn't get. And this was an example where Nina understood what the shtick was and how it had to fit with the jokes.
Right.
I love the fact that she painted glasses on her face.
I've seen her. I was watching another video.
So
actually,
funny.
It was her audition video.
Oh, okay.
She did the same thing in her audition video. And I thought it worked. I don't know that she was the best, but I did like it. And I thought it was good.
To build on that, like, I agree. I don't think it was the best performance. I think it was a safe performance. And overall, I think that her jokes were fun. And I think that when she stumbled, she stayed in that character. And she was like, ooh, you're a whole lot of woman. Like, she was staying in the character, which is a little bit different from what, you know, if Farrah had some dead air, she wasn't, like, playing to the crowd or acknowledging it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nina knew, like, I got to shuffle my cards and I better say something to kind of filibust until I can remember what I was going to do.
Yeah.
But it was a safe performance for me as well. I think that she did great.
You
but
said filibuster.
That's my drag name. Phila Buster.
Phila.
We're just going to get rid of that.
I agree with Jay. I mean, it wasn't my favorite performance. I think it was just safe.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Nina. I just put me. That was okay.
I love you, Nina.
I know. I like all these queens. It's just, this is the performance.
Yeah.
And then the look, it was fun that she had a character. That's what I put.
Yeah.
And then Alexis was our last one.
Oh,
Elphaba.
I have to say, I don't think it was until the Untucked that I even understood the green.
Yeah!
I kept going, what am I missing? What am I missing? What am I missing?
No, I got it.
And it wasn't until the Untucked that I was like, oh, okay. And whoever said it, and somebody did say it, and I don't know who it was, they said, have you started the routine commenting on her hatred for green?
I think it was
at that point you let it. Then you're like, okay, get it, go.
Shay
you know
said
what I mean?
It. And Shay said that if you would have started it out and made a reference to it, and then go back to it and nailed the point down, it would have been funny. Mm-hmm. And I totally agree.
Yeah.
This was a fucking complete.
It was terrible. It was so painful.
And I didn't understand the boobs.
Yeah, why were the boobs
like
green
cutlets?
Like,
well, I know. I was like, I don't. Are they? They're supposed to be showing. Is it because Michelle has fake boobs? That was my thought.
Yeah.
But
like,
they were
they're fake. Look at their
it
fake.
It was like she cut a head of lettuce and then just shoved it in her bra.
Yeah, not the drag queen head of lettuce. An actual head of lettuce.
Fiona from Shrek or like She-Hulk. Oh. I love that Trinity's all... It doesn't help that she looked like She-Hulk.
Yeah. This was a complete
Alexis's boobs gave me anxiety.
And I was so distracted by, like, I was like, what is happening with this green? And I don't get it. And, yeah. like you were saying, like, head of lettuce, if there was, like, a shtick with it, I would have understood.
Yeah.
What really bothered me to no ends of the earth, or, is that she was like, I'm funny. I want to either go first or last. I can bring this home. I can do this. Da-da-da-da-da. It's like... Really? Is that... And that's the best that you can do? This is all you had to come up with? And then she started giving excuses and untalked them. Bitch, I don't need excuses. I gotta take my glasses off. I'm so, like...
She said her cards were mixed up. Was that her?
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, she did say her cards were mixed up.
But still, I mean, this is the opportunity to take the other roasters that didn't work, and then you make fun of Pheromone and you make fun of Trinity.
Yes.
Like, you kind of use their disadvantage to your advantage, I think. In a roast, it's kind of all fair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then she just would not let the whole, like, her body image thing go. It was just like, enough is enough. I'm done. I'm out. I would have been totally happy if she went home.
Girl, you got green boobs. It's Alexis. Not going up from there.
I definitely don't think Alexis should have gone home for this. I think she did stumble, but I think the right person went home, for sure.
Basically.
Because I think Alexis at least has won a challenge, and she's proven herself in other challenges that she's, you know, competition. So, and you do. And like, I think Trinity said it in the Untucked, you know, this is proof that one week you're good, the next week it's not good. So.
Yeah, because Trinity was coming off of a win and now she's in the bottom three. And I mean, Alexis, we've seen her do Kris Jenner and Liza Minnelli where it's a performance.
But you
so.
Know, this reminds me of season 5 and Roxy and her attitude. And this is what by the way, this was the exact same episode, The Rose, season 5. They roasted RuPaul. That was the same, the two wigs and Roxy getting left at the bus stop. This is the same thing.
Oh, was it?
It was the exact same episode.
Okay. And
how do you remember that stuff?
I remember Roxy bombing, and it was that two wigs that saved her.
Right, and I even said it in the when we did our Meet the Queens. She reminds me of Roxy, and not the All Stars Roxy, the
season
5 Roxy. And I'm just like, I cannot. I completely checked out. I can't deal with it. I'm just over it. I'm over her. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Kenny.
Sure.
Are you over her?
Yes, I'm over her.
So that takes us into our lip scene. it was Baby I'm Burning by Dolly Parton.
I really like the song. I never heard it.
Yeah, I liked it too.
I've heard the song, yeah.
What was that hat that came out of the crotch?
I wondered. I'm glad you said that. I was thinking, was it a
the Wicked Witch?
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Where was it hidden?
It was like in her panties or something, and
got
she pulled
a hat
it out
in my crotch.
like this? A sombrero comes out?
Yeah.
Can I be the one that said that I think Farrah should have won? I thought Farrah was more. I was more drawn to Farrah the whole time.
I wasn't.
I see. I like when she did her little dress thing. Yeah.
I think they're both really good lip syncers. I think the thing, because Farrah is very compelling as a lip syncer. Like, I would want to go see her lip sync.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, because it was equal, I saw it more as like, Alexis, you've done so well up until this point.
Exactly.
It's a numbers game at this point.
Right.
But I'm gonna say something controversial. This was.
Say it. Let's hear it.
Breaking news at AfterBuzz.
I don't think either one really took this lip sync. Like, it was just fine for me. I wasn't excited watching it at the very end. I was like, whoever.
You didn't. I thought Alexa was going to slide off the fucking stage.
I thought she was going to bust.
I thought she was going to hurt her ankle because she slammed into the...
Well, she came in the home plate, like fast. I disagree with you, Jay.
Okay.
I was entertained. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too.
They were just kind of trotting around, both doing the same thing.
But it's a Dolly Parton song.
Like, Kenny will like Alexis next week because he's a flip flopper.
Probably. Who said that? Oh, the masturbator. Lit masturbator. Of course I will.
Okay.
I disagree with Jay for probably the third time today. I like this
But
lip
he'll
sync.
Change his mind tomorrow.
Yeah, he will. Next week.
I'll get a text.
I'll text her later. I
take it all back, Jay. I disagree with everything you said today.
Anything from Untucked? We have maybe 3 minutes.
We had a Shay versus Nina kind of
moment. Oh, okay. So, am I the only one that just thought that it was kind of... As an audience, we didn't get all the information?
Yeah, it was weird.
It came out of nowhere.
It was weird. Because they were, like, loving on each other, like, right up until that point. And then they're like, you bitch ho! And I'm like, oh, wait, what?
Because... She got literally, like, she was heated
at
what was
upset.
Being said. And I was just like, maybe am I not reading between the lines? Or am I missing some information? Nina, where you at, girl? Call us. and let us know what happened, because at the end of it, I was like, what just happened? Mm-hmm. Like, I watched it twice. I was like,
yeah,
I don't know what to think now. Yeah. Because, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I agree. I don't think we got the full story, but she's saying that people were talking about her like she hears other people, and then Shay was like, that's not me. Like, I would say it to your face. So I agree. I think that there, maybe we aren't, maybe I'm missing something too, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it seemed like it was exploded.
Out of nowhere. Yeah.
It was confusing to say the least. I was over Alexis and her excuses.
I do like the Elphaba versus Glinda joke.
That was cute.
Yeah.
That was.
No, and the moment for me in Untucked was when Shay and Nina were going back and forth, and you saw Trinity with her straw.
Yes, that was
sometimes
funny.
Sometimes I'm just that like, yeah, funny. That is totally that funny.
My other favorite was Alexis standing at the mirror, and she hears the drama, and she's like,
slowly.
Yeah. And yeah. I wish that somebody called her over and was like, I'm not done with you. You're going to listen. So you can practice your lip sync. Like, come on, girl. Anyway.
Yeah. What else? Is that it?
That's it for me.
Okay.
I can't see without my glasses. What is it?
It says start to wrap.
Oh, okay. My name's Jay Ellis.
No, I was just going to do it. You beat me to it.
We got to get a commercial.
All right. So I guess we have to wrap now.
Commercial for Squarespace.
Any final thoughts? Next week's episode is TV pilot. We have to come up with a TV pilot.
Oh, I say I didn't see the clip of what was next week.
Okay. So basically, they're going to, it looks like they're going to be in pairs. And they have to come out with a pilot.
Yeah. Interesting. I've already heard, I think, this whole episode synopsis. I already know what's going to happen.
I'm wondering where the singing challenge is.
Oh.
Well, so they were talking about that in Untucked, too. So.
It looks like there's also drama on the runway, which I'm excited. Yeah. Like Peppermint's like, I have to talk.
Is this... I think they did. I did see this. I take that back. Did they look really cool? Like they all have. Really, yeah. I feel like the runway is going to be a really good runway.
Yeah. It looks like the looks are going to be. Like Charlie and a Chocolate Factory ish.
Yeah. It looked. I take it back.
Any predictions? Since we don't do predictions, I think Mara brought that up last week.
I can't.
Who's going? Oh, you already know. I'm going to say Valentina and Nina in the bottom two.
Who?
Valentina and Nina in the bottom two.
Oh. No, I legitimately, that time I didn't hear what he said.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh, we're making predictions of who we're going to be in the bottom? I'm going to go with who I want to be in the bottom.
Who do you want to be in the bottom?
Wait, who's left?
Oh, God.
Wait, let me see your list.
Farrah. No.
Oh, she's gone.
There's seven queens left. Real quick.
I'm going to go with bottom two. Wait, who's this?
Clock Kid. Nina. Anyway, that's interesting.
Oh, no, not her.
I have doctor's handwriting.
And who's this?
Farrah.
Okay, she's gone. I'm going to put Valentina in the bottom because I want to peace out.
Club Kid Runway.
That's what I just. Yeah,
I'm going to go. I'm guessing maybe Alexis again. I'm going to go with Alexis and.
But it's an Valentina. Acting challenge. That's the thing. Is
but
like,
I don't know. I don't know.
I think this is more of a creative challenge.
Oh. Everybody. I don't know. I feel like everybody else.
Think like Sasha would be in the bottom because of the acting challenge? I
guess
my
it's
mom
possible.
Just texted me. Okay. Sorry. Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. And you're welcome. Your thoughts?
You're welcome for my birth.
I know. Thank you for my birth. Okay. Oh, any final thoughts?
I like Jackie's shirt. I just thought that it's a Harry Potter.
Shirt. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, no.
All right. So, thank you for joining us. Where can they find you, Jay?
I'm not going live tonight because I have to go to rehearsal. Sorry, guys. So on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous and Twitter at @still_jealous.
Just check out his cam later. He'll do cam somewhere. Adam for Adam, maybe. Mark.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE, and you can follow my hair at Living for the Hair.
Jackie.
123 Jackie B on all platforms except Snapchat. Where's Jackie B 123?
And you can find me at Kenny C. Harrison or Kenny Charrison on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back again next week for episode
9.
Make your comments down below. Thank you for downloading us on iTunes. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Happy Mother's Day.
As Jay would say.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
Drag.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.